על סימן תוף ריש זיין סיף דלד אבי נויס שיסבדו עליהם ביום הכיפורים שעובר בעבירס על הפרסון was מסבדה the previous יום כיפור ולא שינה עליהם and he did not repeat these עבירס ולהוכי יוכל לחזר Lisvadois aleihem. He's permitted to be misvade. And I just like to mention, we'll see the Loshen in the Mishnah Brura is perhaps a little different than the Loshen of the Mechaba. So I'd like to mention the Primogodim says as follows. Be'emison, there's a machleikus in the Gemara. If one is permitted to be misvada the next year. It was misvada already, so is he permitted to be misvada? There's a mardika loshen in the Rabbeinu Yehine, paskins, and there are rishayim that paskin that one is not permitted to be misvada. The Rabbeinu Yehine says a mardika zach, he says if he's misvada, so that means he doesn't have betochen in the munah in kaporis yom kippurim. That means that there's a mitzvah of vidui, and he was misvada, and he did tshuva, so it's finished. It was misvada again, so that's one of the reasons that he shouldn't be misvada a second time. And there are rishonim, and it could be it's machlokes tanoim, and there are two days. One day, so the primogodim wants to say, there's one day that holds its oser to be misvada. The mechaber did not know exactly how to be machriya, to say this. It's a mitzvah to be misvada. We'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah. So the mechaber said he was machriya la'alocha yochel lachzer lisvadi salem. That means I don't paskin like the poskim hold. There's an iser to be misvada. Now, let us just skip a Mishnah Brura, and we'll come back to it. Let us skip the Mishnah Brura, Yud Gimel. We'll come back. Let's go to Yud Dalet. So the Machaber says, Yochel Lachsa Lisvadois. Ubigmore Koma Hareze Mishubach, Mishim Mishanema Vachatosi Negdi Somit. So the Mishnah Brura brings down from the Magen Avraham that not only one is permitted to be misvada, so that means the Magen Avraham wants to paskin la'alochip, it's preferable to be misvada. So Lachair wants to be moisif on the loshen of the Machaber. The Machaber just said this, one is permitted, but the Magen Avraham here brings down the loshen of the Gemara, reis and mishubach, it's preferable. Now let us go back to Yud Gimel. Afilohochi yochel, he can be misvade. Av bein odom lechaveiroi gonav v'gozol lechadoime. Av arpi shemocholoi v'heishi v'sagzeila. He was moichalem that he stole from him and he returned the gzeila. Mikol mokim misvade b'yoyim akipurim lo'ilam. So Loilam here, he seems to go like the second. he should be misvada. That means every year since he once stole, so that's an aveira ben odom lamokim, an aveira ben odom lamokim, this vachatosi negdi somid, and the reza mishubach. So this aveira, he should be misvada Loilam. The mikol mokim in odom lamokim chota. Avolim hiknit chaveiroi bedvorim. But what if he didn't do a maise bekumvase against him, but he did something? It's very interesting. He hiknit chaveiroi bedvorim. He had before the mishbu yeva leisoino. He angered him. But lecheiris yeva leisoino. We have to know exactly the case. Oy oni hamahapach bacharore. Oni mahapach b'charore is pshat is that this person wanted, let's say there was a hefkedike charore, and this oni was was being mishtadal to take it for himself, and someone else takes it. So it's called an avle, mutar likra yisei rosha, but it seems this is only a bein odom lechaveire. Yesh loyme ki agav nekivin shebikesh mechila mechaveirei, v'svade b'yem kippur rishayn, ein soich l'svade b'yem kippur shaynis. And in Sharetzion, he's mesupik, that could be, doesn't even have to be mesvade, and sivkot yud gimel v'afshav b'yem kippurim rishin, ein soich l'svade skivin shekvar piyas, or you say. By such a chet, ani mehapach b'chore, or he angered him, and he asked him b'chile, so could be, doesn't even have to be mesvade. He's mesupik on that. Mishabura, he says, 1 year he should be mesvade, but the next year, there's no Indian to be misvada. But this vachatosi negdi somit. But this is not a ben odom lamokim. This is a pisanav la ben odom lachaveire, which is not considered like he differentiates between gzele and this gzele stake that he should be misvada. Tomid, he said. What? That's a good kasha. That kasha they ask. It's an isa deraisa v'lo yisaynu. It's an isa deraisa. Why isn't it called ben odom lamokim? Ein lechanami. Which is unclear. Sifhei betvilas minche erev yom kippurim einoi choisem bevidui sha'acher. That means. We're talking about a yachid that we say vidui in the Shtile Shemen Esre. So this Rashi Shite, that since this vidui was said, he was still before Tachnunim. So Rashi says a chesime on this vidui. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah Lafuki Midas Rashi. The Sviralei Dechol Shahavidui Somach Letvile, since the Vidui was close to the Tvile, that means he's before Tachnunim, Yochel Lachtoim Boruch At Hashem Okela Solchom. That by the Vidui, he says in Shemein Esri, he should end with Achsime Boruch At Hashem Okela Solchom. This is Rashi Shita, that every Yochid makes a chasime on his vidui. V'uadim b'chol tefillah shem kippur, we paskin einei choisim bevidui shecher. That's what the Mechaber says. We don't make a chasime by the mincha before yem kippur. That means all the vidui. V'noka tefillahs mincha, b'shem tebezeh asim en ayri b'tefillahs ha-mincha. So that's what the Mechaber says. We do not make a chsim. Hago, ve'ein hashliach tzibur machzer havidoi b'minchem. The Shatz does not say, when he says chazoras ha-shatz, he doesn't say over the vidoi. Elo mispalo shmeine esrei kibishar yemais ha-shone, ve'ein oimrim avinu malkeinu, v'chor shkein tachnun. This is all by the vidui of Minchem. What does Mishnah Berurah say? In the middle of we didn't end that the Sifkot and Tazayim. No, Eine Choisem, V'acher Aleikai Ad Shaloi Neitzarti, Shehu Gam Kein Kein Vidui, Yoyme Aleikai Netzoy L'Shein. We don't make a chasime, we say Aleikai Netzoy. Oyson ha oimrim tamid yila rotzayin miyad acher hatfila koydem tachnunim. Those who, whenever they daven shmein esrei, they say two yila rotzayin, one yila rotzayin to be mavsik the end of shmein esrei. Now we're starting tachnunim, and then they say a second yila rotzayin when they end the tachnunim. Who had in Khan, Yoima Yula Rots and Kain Mishamas Reloima Lakain Lakabi Saino, Tovil Funachat Vila Saino. That means, so this, since this already is after Shemina Esre, it's part of the Tachnunim. So if every time you say Yula Rotsain, you should say Yula Rotsain now also before you start saying Vidui. Sivov, kol akol loikim malkis aboim achat tfilos amincha. Now he brings down a minig of malkis aboim does mean. Aboim means 39 malkis. After mincha, shemit. Now what is pshat in this malkis? This is not the malkis that the Torah speaks about, the Einish malkis, but the purpose of this malkis is shemitoich kach, by being a nilke yitain al liboy loshuv me averes shebiyodoy, that this should be an his oireres, that he should do tshuve. Hago v'noagu d'minigis shanilke oimer viduyim b'shor shanilke, b'shas is being nilke, he says three times vidui, v'amalke oimer v'urachem yichaper oven shloisha pa'omen. And the Malkus says three times, Vurach Michaper Ovim, Shein Lametes Tevis, these are 39 words, Kineged Lametes Makis. Vinogu Lahalkais Beretsue Koldu, and with a small strap, they give Malkus, the Einoi Rak Zikorin Lamalkus, this is not, we're not speaking about the Einish Malkus that the Torah speaks about. So therefore, it does not need the shear of a Ritzua that they were Malkin when we had a Bezdin and was a true Malkis. V'yikach Ritzua shel ego, one should take a Ritzua from a calf, al derech shenema yoda sher kaineyu, yoda sher kaineyu, and that is the Musa, a sher knows who his owner is, Vami lo yoda, vanilka, and the one who is being hit, lo yamoid, he should not stand, lo yeshev, he shouldn't sit, rak mute, he's bent over, ponov litzofein, vachoyrov lidorim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. So Mishnah Berurim says, arboim lav davke, el shloishim b'teisha, 39 malkas. Shemitoich kach, the be'emes a malkis moyel bizman hazeh. For two reasons. Number one, the ein lanu smuchim. That means like this. Malkis is an oynish bezdin. And in order for bezdin to give onshim, they have to be smuchim, they have to have smichim. We don't have smuchim bizman hazeh. So memele, so this oynish cannot be given if you don't have a bezdin to be mechayev the oynish. Number one. Number two, v'gam ein chayev malkis taleka hasro, that by an oynish haguf you need hasro. Before bezdin gave an oynish haguf, they were masrim. He was informed that if you do this and this, you'll get an oynish malkis. So there was no hascha also. Ella Doisin came, the Shemitoich Kach Yoshuv. The purpose is he should be Mesoira to do tshuvim. Viduyim, so he says, Viduyim Sholish Pomim Oshamti Bogati. And the Malkis says three times Vuhurachim. Koldohu, Af Alpi Shedino Bereichiv Tefach. The Ritzua, they were like him. When there was a Malkus of Bezin, so there was a size, it was wider Tefach. But again, this is not the Einish Malkus, more than the Loike Rak Makis Kalim. These are only light taps. These are not the Malkus that was Bechol Koichoi by the Einish of Bezin.
What, the Malkus Kalim was Tefach?
No, the Ritzua was a Tefach. Two things. One thing, he says, the size of the Ritzua. So the Ritzua of a Shlich Bezin was a Tefach. It was a very wide Ritzua. And here it's a Koldohu. And number two, there the Malkus was Bechol Koichai of the Shlich Bezin. And here it's Makis Kalim. Who had in the Loike Rak Makis Kalim.
Why does the person need Hasro?
No, not by Ein Sheyaguf. Not by Ein Sheyaguf. The Mushba Boimed Mahasina we hear. that the person, the Shavuos Har Sinai, but Al Kaponim, there's by an Oynish Haguf, you have to be Masrim, you have to tell him you're doing this and this Avera, and it has to be Teich Kedei Dibo, and if you continue doing it, you're going to get an Oynish Haguf for it.
Even if it's Talmud Chacham and he knows all that?
Oh, so that is a machlokes. If a chacham tzorich hasro, that I think is a machlokes tanoim. If a chacham tzorich hasro, but it seems okay. Beisach nitkol.
In a Chabad, in Milcham Sephard, I believe they give Malkus and Yom Kippur.
Aha. Very good. I mean, he advised this. This was the minik. There was such a minik.
Is minak supposed to give malchus?
Yes, according to Ben Shema, yes.
Uh-huh.
Do they do it?
They do it. And yeah. With the cut of the shirt.
How big is the robe? Tefa?
With the belt.
With the belt.
Somebody asked.
I did it a couple of times.
I saw in Bobo when Bobo.
Nice gentleman.
They have shoelaces.
Well, Shulai, okay, Tzur Kodo.
In certain order, they do this in certain order. I don't remember order. Somebody asked me to do it.
Panav Letzafein.
Give me Malkus.
Malkus? I need to get one.
I'll give you both.
You can give me any time.
Panav Letzafein. Yesh Aimrem Shehu Adin Ipche. It could be ponav ledor and bachirav letzofen. Uvo rak lafukish leachirav lemizrach elamayrev. He should not be bent towards mizrach or mayrev. Shehem mekaymesh eschine shruyesham. So shleyachirav lemizrach elamayrev. That means that is the shchine is either mizrach elamayrev. So therefore, a person should not bend to these two ruchos, and then it's a zilzul on the kvoid hashchina. So, but in tzofen and dorim, so even though the Rama said that reishay leponav letzofen, it could be ponav ledorim also. Aval atas kosav davke yapech ponav letzofen, he should face tzofen. The main reason that a person does a chet is because of money.
Wow.
Seems so that there's a posik that attributes the ruach tzofen to the chemdas amomen. Akem echni atzmei lo yisei tzad leidish misham bo lo yachet ad kam chinegim. What?
Mitzafon
Tavo Ara,
no?
That's another posik, but this is a different posik than Mitzafon Zohav Yosob. So Mamela, that is why the you should face Tzofen. That's the Chemda Samomen, it seems, comes from that direction.
Ikar Chet of the person is Chata Samomen?
That's the most.
Notion?
It seems like that. She'iva Chata Sodom Humachmas Momen, Chemda Samomen. So Mamela. Now let's finish the Rama. Yom HaKippurim eine mechape ela al hashovim hamaminim bechaparosai. Amiridik ezach zakaporeh shem HaKippurim, which is moiridik, but this kaporeh only applies to a person who is mamin in the kaporeh. Aval hamavayet boy, but a person who rebels this machshove will accomplish that he won't be zeiche to kaporeh shem hakippurim. Tarches. Oichlin umafsikin koidem bein hashmosh. So now we're speaking about the suda mafsekes. So one eats the suda mafsekes. Umafsikin, and he ends eating the suda mafsekes koidem bein hashmoshes. That means not together with bein hashmoshes, but koidem bein hashmoshes. Shetzorich lahoisif mechel al hakodesh v'toisviz ein loy shir. There's no definite shir for toisviz yom kippurim. Elakoidem bein hashmoshes שזמנוי 1500 אמו קודם הלילה, צריך להוסיף מחילה לקודש מעט אי הרבה. Let us just elaborate a little before we see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber Paskin, like the Shittas HaRabbeinu Tam, the Shittas HaRabbeinu Tam holds that there are two Shkiyas. There's one Shkiya when we see that the sun goes below the horizon. That is one Shkiya. And after that Shkia, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, it is still Yoim. That means even though we don't see the sun anymore, but the sky is still light, but we don't see the sun. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's Yoim. This is Yoim. That means if we will wait Shloisha Milin V'Reva, we will wait this man, a mil is 18 minutes, and a reva mil, and a quarter of another mil. So be'etzem, this is be'erech 13.5 minutes before tzeisa kechovim. So the shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, if we will assume that tzeisa kechovim is 72 minutes after the stars come out 72 minutes after the first Shkia, so Rabbeinu Tam learns that 13.5 minutes before is Bein HaShemashes, and before that is, then it starts the second Shkia. The second Shkia starts 13.5 minutes before Laila, and before that is Yom. So now, before that is Yom. That is the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and that is how the Mechaber paskened. So the Mechaber said, so Bein HaShemashes is 13.5 minutes before Laila. And one is Mechuyev to be Moisef in 13.5 minutes, that's the Shia of Elef V'Chamish Meis, that's 1,500 Amis, which is a Shia of 13.5 minutes. So one should be Moisef, so that's Bein HaShemashes. That's man, the 13.5 minutes is man of Bein HaShemashes. So then a person is not permitted to eat, because Al Tzofik Teraisa L'chumra, Bein HaShemashes, Tzofik Yoim, Tzofik Laila. But before that's man, so then already is Yoim. So in before that's man, one should be Moisef Michoel ala Kodesh. So that means, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says, theoretically a person should be Moisef another 15 minutes for Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Perhaps we could do it less, but let's say that he means from the Chayodom. So that means, so Be'erech, he says, Bein HaShemashes is be'erech 15 minutes, we'll make a rough zman, and the zman of Tois V'Shem V'Kippurim is another 15 minutes, so one should stop eating 30 minutes before Laila, which is, we'll assume, 72 minutes after the first ki is Laila, so that means he should stop eating by 42 minutes after the Shkia. This is the Shittas HaRabbeinu Tam. So let us again see the Loshon of the Mechaber. Again, then we'll see the Loshon of Mishnah Berurah. Oichlin, one should eat, umafsikin, and you stop eating koidem Bein HaShemashes, before Bein HaShemashes, shetzarech lahoysif michoel ala kodesh. It's a mitzvah. It's not Yom Kippur yet, but there's a mitzvah lehoisim michoel ala kodesh. That means this zman is really chayil. It's not Yom Kippur, but one should be moisif midina Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur starts. The Tosfos ein lo shir ala kodesh bein hashmoshes shezmanei elef achamesh meis ama kodem alayla. This is 13.5 minutes before Laila. So lehoisim michoel ala kodesh ma'at lo harbe. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
But not considered a Shkia?
According to the Rabbein Natam, Shkia is the second Shkia. There are two Shkias. The first Shkia, what we call the Shkia, is when we don't see the sun anymore. That's what we call the Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah will speak about it. But according to the Rabbein Natam, after that Shkia, it's 13 and a half minutes before Laila. That's when it starts getting dark. That means after the first Shkia, it's, you look in the sky, it's still light. That's right. Very good. Now this mitzvah, the b'maisiv michela l'kodesh, ein by koris, that means there's no koris, ki im mitzvahs asay. It's a mitzvahs asay to be b'maisiv, that means not to eat. That's called Yemaisa Michael Alakaj. Philip Gemorum with Rasiv and Nisam is Nam Shisech and Besisha Lachidish Be'erev. Me'erev Aderev Tish Bosu Shabbatchem. Vamrinen, so the Posek seems to be saying you start fasting Tisha when it's Erev Yom Kippur. Vamrinen Yochem Be'Tisha Misanem Tamaloyma Be'erev. You start fasting at night. I Be'erev Yochem Mishetachshach. Tamad loy me betisha, hakeitzad, maschil, misana mi baidyoim. You should start fasting mi baidyoim te lahoisif michael ala kodesh. That means there's a mitzvah to be moisif, that it's still erev yom kippur, and we stopped eating already.
What's a tisha? Tisha ba?
Tisha, the ninth day in Tishrei. That's tisha. Yeah, Tisha B'Chodesh, the ninth day in Tisha, which is Erev Yom Kippur. V'gam b'tziyosa im Moisef m'dechsiv me'erev ad erev, where Moisef also, after Laila, there's a din also of Taisvish Yom Kippur. Shezmanoi elev ha'chamesh me'yasam, rotzoloim, sheshir bein ha'shmoshes, hu shir mahalach elev ha'chamesh me'yasam, v'hu le'erech reva shor, it's be'erech 15 minutes. We said it's 13 and a half minutes exactly. Koidim tzeisach ha'ovim. The koidim lozeh, and before this zman, tzach lohoisif ma'at, one should be moisif more zman, not to eat. V'shir ha'toisvis in bein ha'shmoshis b'yachad oyle kimat chatzisho. I mean, it's not really half an hour. The toisvis is less than the zman of bein ha'shmoshis. Fine, but that is what the Mechaber is telling us. This is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. That means according to the Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Mechaber, there were madlik neiris after the shki, the first shki also, because there's a din of miba'od yom. For all practical purposes, Ramosha says, in New York, the shki of the Bein HaShemoshes, the Bein HaTam, starts 41 minutes after the first shki. That's according to the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But, yeah. This is not a dover muskim. There are many rishonim that disagree with this. V'gam hagro hiskim l'shitosa. The bein hashmoshes maschel teikav achat tchilas hashkiyah. That means that as soon as the shkiyah sachama, it's already bein hashmoshes. Da'ayno misho shachama niskasa meineinu. When we don't see the sun anymore, that's the shkia. That's the zman of bein hashmoshes. Uzman ha'toisvus. So according to these shitas, shetzoich lohisav haynu koidim shkia sachama. So you have to be moisav before the shkia sachama. Vayin shabem mishne brur, siv kotn chavkim lin yashir toisvus, lifrash memaloche, vodin hoche lin yanachila. So one should be moisav before the shkia. Siv beis. Noshim she'oichlois v'shoisois ad shechar shechar. This is amuyim dika alochem. Women who eat and drink till bein hashmoshes. V'hein einon yoidois she'mitzvah lohisev michel ala kodesh. We just said before, in Sif Aleph we said there's a mitzvah min ha'toyre to be moisev, not to eat before Bein Hashmoshes. You should be Moisef Azman. And these women went and they ate. They ate two Bein Hashmoshes. And then they don't know Shem Mitzvah Lohisim Michael Allah Kodesh. Ein Mamchin Biyodom. That means we have here women that a fellow will tell them, you know, let's say according to the way Mishabu says, we have to be machma from the Shkia. So let's say the Shkia is 7:30, that's the Shkia. So you have to stop eating 7:20. 7:20. They're eating till 7:30. They're eating till 7:30. So now let us just say what the scenario is. If you're going to go and tell them you're not allowed to eat, they'll say, "Yeah, you and your frumkeiten, we're going to eat." They won't listen to you. So Memele, so by not telling them, I accomplished that they're shogigim. That means, well, they don't know the din. They know it's not the Shkia yet, so they're allowed. It's a very interesting Torah Tmime. It's a very modern halacha that the women, all of a sudden, the women, you come and tell them they won't listen side by side. So he says something very interesting. He wants to say, Mitzad Acher, there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippurim. There's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippurim. And he says, this mitzvah is a mitzvah sasei shazman gromem. I mean, it's a mitzvah Erev Yom Kippurim. Afal Pikein, the poiskim say that women are also chayef. Because the mitzvah is, different reasons we explained what the reason of the mitzvah is, but here women are chayef on this mitzvah. So now these women, mamish, it's Erev Yom Kippur. It's a rarity that they have a mitzvah eser shazman gromer. So they want to chapain the mitzvah. The mitzvah every second to eat, to be meisiv to eat. It's a mitzvah. How often do they have this mitzvah? Mitzvah eser shazman gromer. So if you're gonna tell them that, they won't accept it. The faginstus that we have this mitzvah, want to take away from us this mitzvah. So they won't listen. So we'll see. So if they won't listen, so by telling them, the only thing I'll accomplish is I tell them, now they're mezidim. So don't tell them, let them eat. And when it comes to shkia, fashteitzach, they won't eat anymore. It's the shkia, the ben hashmoshes that they know already. That is what the Mechaba is saying. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. But now this is a condition. V'davke b'yodeya b'vaday shelo yekablu mimenu. He knows they won't listen to him. He knows that. He knows they won't listen. I mean, they do it b'farchesye. That means that they do it with a pride and thus. And so he knows they won't listen to him. Avo besofik shema yekablu, but if he has a sofik, tzorach limchais, afilo b'midi derabonim. So here we're talking about a very interesting case that he can assume b'teiras vaday, afilo I'll tell them they won't listen. So my only accomplishment by telling them will make them mezidim, so don't tell them. Hago, so now the Ramah says, v'hu adin, b'chol devar iser, the Rav Davke by this iser, omrinin, that means if we have this scenario, that I know if I'll tell them they won't listen, so then it's preferable not to tell them. Omrinin mutiv, sheyiu shoygigim v'loyiu mezidim. So, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vodim b'chol dvar iser, ratzoloyma, gam kein, sheboroloi, shlo yekablu mimeno. Again, the same thing. I know they won't listen to me side by side, so I won't accomplish anything by telling them. I'll only make them mizidim. B'chol ze in chilek bein rabim liyochid. It's irrelevant if there's a rabbim or a yochid. God, the Dirshu brings down a very interesting shaila. He says, what if you have a rabbim? You have a rabbim, you have 100 people. And these 100 people, is a zoi. 50 people I know, I'll tell them, they won't listen. Now they're shaygigim. The other 50 people could be, they'll listen. So you have 100 people. So what should I do? Mitzad the 50 who won't listen. So there's a din mutav shiyu shaynui misadah. So keep quiet. The other 50, there's a possibility that they will listen. So what should I do? So he brings a tshuva from Ramayishim. So the Ramayishim says, you mechuyiv to tell them. Man, I have to be matzled. There's 50 Yidin here that might listen to me. So maybe I should tell them. The others will be mizidim. Because of that, you have to be shekel. It's better to be matzled the first 50 that they won't do it. They might listen to me. But then he says, if it is possible to divide up this group somehow and address only the 50 who might listen, then that would be golgud. So then you would have everything. Amrinin mutev sheyiu shaygigin. Rotzoloyma gam kein beboroloy shim yoyma lahem lo yekablu mimenu. Uchinal, I know they won't listen. B'chol ze davke b'ksha'achshav heim shaygigin. So Mamela, so I'm accomplishing something by not telling them because now they're shaygigim. Avok sheyoidim shuhu osa, but if they know it's osa, v'oivrim b'meizid, tzorech loichicham av shebar loy shelo yekablum. Yeah, so then I should tell them. That means so there's a mitzvah of heichoche. Unehei the that means there won't be an oynish on the mechiach for not telling them. Kiven shaboru loish lo yekablum mikol mokvei mitzvah lehoichichom. There's a mitzvah of oichoches, afilu, he doesn't listen. There's a mitzvah of oichoches, meila, I should tell them, even though they are mezidim. There's a mitzvah by Chochet.